A world in turmoil. Protect your relationships. Why it matters. As anxiety over world turmoil increases, many people unwittingly allow their relationships to suffer. People isolate themselves from their friends. Spouses become increasingly contentious with each other. Parents pay little or no attention to the anxieties of their children. What you should know. Friendships are essential to your health and stability, especially during difficult times. The stress that results from world turmoil can test your family life in unexpected ways. Disturbing news reports may affect your children more intensely than you realize. What you can do now. The Bible says, "A true friend shows love at all times, and is a brother who is born for times of distress." Proverbs 17:17. Think of someone who is supportive and can give practical advice. Just knowing that someone cares can strengthen your determination to face up to the day's challenges. How to cope. Helpful tips. During times of turmoil, protect your relationships by following these practical steps. Strengthen your marriage. The Bible says, "Two are better than one, for if one of them falls, the other can help his partner up." Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. Marriage mates should act as a pilot and a co-pilot with the same flight plan, not as two fighter jets on a collision course. Resolve that you will not take out your stress on each other. Patience and tolerance go a long way. At least once a week, discuss with your mate the situations that need to be addressed. Remember to target the problem, not each other. Make time to do things together that you both enjoy. Reminisce about good times that you have shared together, perhaps looking at photos of your wedding or other pleasant memories.
A couple might not agree on everything, but that doesn't mean that they can't work as a team. A couple can make a decision together, and then work together to make that decision succeed. David.
Maintain your friendships. In addition to receiving support from friends, think of ways you can give support. By strengthening others, you strengthen yourself. Reach out to a couple of friends each day to see how they are doing. Ask your friends how they have coped with challenges that are similar to the ones you are facing.
When you face a storm of adversity, friends are like a point of reference. They can nudge you in the right direction, even if it's just by reminding you of things that you already know. Friends care for you, and they know that you care for them. Nicole.
Be a supportive parent. The Bible says, "Be quick to listen, slow to speak." James 1:19. Initially, your children may be reluctant to express their fears and concerns, but by patiently listening, you will help them to open up. Create an environment that makes it comfortable for your children to express themselves. Some children talk more readily while relaxed, such as when riding in the car or walking, rather than when sitting with a parent face to face. Make sure that your children are not overexposed to disturbing news reports. Let your children know what steps you have taken to keep the family safe. Have a plan for emergencies and rehearse it with your children.
Talk to your children and allow them to express how they feel. They might be hiding their fear, anxiety, or anger. Let them know that you struggle with the same feelings and tell them how you've dealt with such feelings. Bethany.
Learn more. Watch "Your Family Can Be Happy." Search for the video title on jw.org. End of article.